This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, November 9th. Well, yesterday in cattle markets, price action was volatile and head snapping, to say the least. We were seeing feeder cattle move in like 50-point increments, back and forth all day long. We did put in new lows for the move and for both live cattle and the feeders. And we managed to snap back. Feeders, everything closed higher in feeder cattle and in live cattle. But in live cattle, we took out the low from a couple weeks ago and then closed back above that low on the front month. The back months, Febs, Aprils, and even the June, close right at that old low. So it's a good sign. You'd like to see it close above that low, but just the ability to snap back and close firm after a volatile day of trading, I think, bodes well for the live cattle. In feeders, we did close higher with a reversal up, but we did not get above those previous lows from a couple weeks ago, except in the November, where it just barely closed above that low. So you'd like to see it have a little bit more energy, but there too, we've had another wave of selling over the last few sessions, and then we get, you know, volatile action, to say the least, in feeders yesterday, and the market closes firm at the top end of the range with a reversal up. So I think we're good here, but you do want to see some follow through here, or else I think you're going to see yet another wave of selling. In the cash trade, we saw a lot of pressure, and I think this is explaining why the futures are buckling the way they are. On the Fed trade, at 180, that's down 5 from last week. The dressed at 286 is down 6. Box beef values were mixed. Choice down 163 at 299. Select up 155 at 271. The spread lost 318. We're sitting at 2772. Movement was just a mediocre 135 loads. Slaughter rate 124,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 371. That's 1,000 less than a week ago and 7,000 less than a year ago. Now, the feeder cattle index, that took a big hit yesterday. The daily index was at 229.04. That's $9 less than what the previous day was, and it's about 9 less than what the 7-day moving average is. So the average was down 76 cents at 238.13. So we're going to see some pressure. We're going to see some real drag on the feeder cattle index average, given what this daily one. And it wasn't on huge volume of numbers, but it was enough as a few thousand head that you got to sit up and pay attention to this. So even after, you know, it could be just the cash catching up with the board, because the board obviously has had, you know, a pretty big break, you know, quite the meltdown here over the last month and a half or so. But still, your front month, you know, Novembers are sitting around 234.5, and that was up 230 with the big reversal, and yet the cash, daily cash index is at 229. So you're going to need to see that cash kind of spring back in line with the board, or else the board's going to be drug lower again. So just kind of pointing that out. So not a lot of good news coming from the cash market, and that certainly could take the wind out of the sail of this reversal up in the futures. Or it could be the other way around. Maybe the futures are done on the downside, and that would help support the cash. But we'll have to see. We're not off to a good start in the cash trade so far this week. Moving forward, again, I think from a technical perspective, the charts look good. You've had this major washout, and the markets are snapping back. You need to see follow-through, or else the market just languishes and probably gets another wave of selling. And the cash market needs to pay attention. We need to kind of get in line. If the futures are going to reverse back up and get some buying interest, cash has to respond, or else it's just going to end up being a drag on the futures again. Just a quick note, I'll be out of the office for the rest of today and also tomorrow. There will not be a podcast tomorrow. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.